All right, welcome back to Beers, Bourbon, and Banter, your go-to podcast for tales from the world of craft beers and exquisite spirits. I'm Nick, and alongside is my trusty co-host,
Dan.
And we're ready to guide you through the stories behind the brews and bottles.
All right, so I think today, episode three, I think we are going to experiment with some new stuff we have here. We have the Boulevard Bourbon Barrel Quad, barrel aged. Seems like something pretty interesting. I read a little something that they put the cherries into the bourbon barrels, and they go from there. So I'm not really positive about this one.
Yeah, let's do a little Google search on that.
I'm going to pull it up.
So this is going off of our kind of our earlier episode when we did some other barrel aged.
Yeah, this one's actually, I'm looking at it now. They're saying this has got a little ABV of 12.2. So that's actually
Boulevard.
Yeah, they actually
bourbon.
They've been landed in cherries for up to 3 years in some of their barrels. The quadruple.
But I like, I want to go off the Untappd. Let's see if the Untappd website has any information on it.
I've been tapped in a while.
All right. So this is Boulevard Brewing Company. It's a Belgian quadruple. It is a bourbon barrel aged quad. It says it's based loosely on the Smokestack series, the sixth class. This Abbey style quadruple is separated into a number of oak bourbon barrels where it ages for varying lengths of time, some for upwards of 3 years. Cherries are added to make up for the angel's share of the beer lost during the barrel aging. Selected barrels are then blended for optimum flavor. The resulting beer retains a very subtle cherry characteristic with toffee and vanilla notes coming at the forefront.
Okay, that's interesting.
Give it a whirl.
Wow. That's actually pretty good.
I definitely taste the cherries. I don't think I could drink too much of this. Like, I definitely drink a bottle.
Not a 12.5%.
No, I don't even mean the alcohol. I just mean, like, you feel almost like it's not heavy like a stout.
It's almost a little too sweet on the end, I think. Mm-hmm. But you can taste the smokiness. Kind of like the smokiness in them.
No, I like that. I think it goes well. I think the cherry flavor goes well with it. I think the smokiness, like that oak taste, is what lends that slight vanilla flavor.
Yeah, I like it. They're at actually Kansas City, Missouri, actually. And Bourbon Brew.
Let's see what else they got. Let's go to their website.
Yeah, they had a couple others, actually.
Boulevard
Brewing.
See what else they get. First thing that pops up is what we're drinking. I just click beer, our beers.
This would be something to...
So they got a Frozen Raider, which is a double cold IPA, a Joker's Wit, which is a Belgian-style double wheat beer. They have a Pale Ale, which is an American Pale Ale. The Rested Reserve, that would be a good one to try. This is a double barrel-aged wheated Imperial Stout. See, I like the stouts. Stouts and porters in wintertime. They got the Southwest Boulevard, which is a lager with salt and lime. That's probably a good summer beer. Good summer beer. That's what I just hit. All right. I got excited. Sorry. Space Camper Cosmic IPA and India Pale Ale. Tank 7, a American Saison Ale. Stop clicking. I hate the double click of this mouse. And then a Hazy American Classic Unfiltered Wheat Beer. Yeah, a decent collection.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty
good. Oh my God, there's more. Hold on. A Berry Noir, which is a sour ale with mixed berries. I'm not a fan of sour ales. I've had bad experiences with them. I feel like I don't know what's actually the sour ale, but whenever I've drank them, I've had upset stomachs afterwards. So I always alluded to that, but it could be everything else I'm eating and drinking that night. Boulevard 89, which is a lager. Then it's our Burble Barrel Quad, which is what we're drinking.
Dark Truth Stout is another Imperial Stout.
God, freaking good looking.
Sorry. Flying Star IPA.
Oh, this is they have a non-alcoholic line. So they have a Flying Star IPA. They have a non-alcoholic wheat with lemon. I wonder how that one tastes. They have a pale ale, American pale ale. Then they have a rye on rye.
Rye whiskey barrel.
That's probably a good one too. Oh my God, the list keeps going. Oh, some of these are the same things. These are things
I'm hearing back in Space Camp.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never actually really heard of the Boulevard. Kind of like this.
Where'd you pick this up at?
This was at Circle M Beverage.
Where's that located?
It's in Rocky Point, New York. So that's actually a good one. They have a very good selection up there. So
they helped me out on this one as I was asking for the bourbon flavored beers and any aged barrel. And I'm definitely going to give these people
give them an 8.5 out of 10 on flavor. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, this is definitely a good one. I mean, I could definitely sit here and drink it. I definitely wouldn't be chugging it or pounding it. I think between that sweet flavor and, like I said, it's not heavy like when you're drinking a stout and it's like falling that way. I just don't know what it is about it, but I feel like it's a slow sifting
beer. Yeah, it's got a little smokiness and creaminess into it a little bit.
No, we're props to them.
That. Cheers to you guys for making a good one. Definitely Boulevard Brewery out of Kansas City has got my thumbs up.
Yeah, so what else is going on?
Not a thing. Just trying to figure little things out on how we're going to run our podcast and make it share, and I need all you guys to share. So that's what we want.
Yeah, no, we got a lot of things coming up, right? We got St. Patrick's Day coming up. That's going to be a good event.
We got a parade. We got local parades that we're doing.
So we should do something surrounding that, like the day before, the day after.
The day after, we do something like that. That could be fun.
So yeah, I think March is going to be a pretty busy.
Pretty Paddy's Day month, so there'll be a lot of beers from all around the aisle.
Stage. Yeah, and I think we should definitely start going locally. Well, let's visit some of the local beers and local breweries.
Yeah, we have a ton of them out here.
I mean, we know a lot of people at a lot of the different breweries too, ones that we've been to, things that we've hung out at. So we should definitely kind of branch out.
Springtime, summertime's here. You got actually a lot of, even wineries, we could drag the wines along. You know, they could.
It's not going to be that hard to drag.
It's not going to be that hard to convince them, but I'm sure we can get it.
Might be a little hard for them to let us record them.
Yeah, but we probably have a better shot at recording kids. But now we got some different companies out here. A couple of distilleries that recently just opened out here in Long Island. We got some wineries. We got tons of craft brewery scene we got going.
Maybe we could do we can alternate. Like, I shouldn't say every week. I mean, our hope is that we could do something every week and record something. But what happens if we do brewery 1 week, a distillery another, a winery another?
What if we get a group of friends together and we reach out to, what is that, Tact Enterprises that have that brewery bus tour? All right, we could do that. Hit a couple of breweries with some friends, make it a fun day podcast day.
Then couple get some interviews going.
I mean, even if it's ones that we can't necessarily go and hang out at and record at, but even if we could just, we'll go purchase local beer,
hang out,
you know. There's always stuff you could buy and bring home.
Yeah.
Wineries, you could definitely pick up. I don't know about, I got to go to a few more of this. So I know like LIV, their distillery, you could definitely pick up bottles and take home. Yeah. Montauk Distilling, you could definitely pick up bottles and take home. I haven't been to a few of the others. I would imagine you would still be able to, like they have bottles.
Greenport, I think you can still, right? Pretty sure Greenport you can.
Yeah.
Montauk you can, like you just said.
You have Montauk Distillery and then you have Montauk Brewery as well.
Oh, we were out at Montauk last week. I just totally wish we stopped on the way home. Just hit them up.
A few of them.
But wintertime, they always have weird hours. Like driving through Montauk and everything was closed.
For all haven't been here, you got to check out Long Island. That's like the summer months, spring and summer months, you can't pass up on the amount of breweries and wineries and everything we could stop at. So if you ever make a trip, come out east on the Long Island.
Let's also recap on some of the cool stuff that's been happening with the Instagram and the podcast. Like we've been tracking with our podcast.
Yeah.
The amount of listeners, granted it's been growing, but the amount of outer state listeners, we have like this little map and maybe we'll post it when we share this podcast of where the current viewers or listeners, I guess, are listening in. We got quite a few states. What did we just get?
Georgia, Massachusetts. We got New York as usual. We got Connecticut. We got Florida, we got Texas, we got California, we got Ohio, we got Pennsylvania. We'll throw us off the mark a little bit. We even got the UK, we got New Zealand. So we're actually, in our second podcast, we're bouncing around pretty good. So like and share us, you know, share us to your friends. We want to see if we could fill these 50 states real quick.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool too, now that I'm thinking about it. Again, you guys, everybody can contact us. We're at beersbourbonandbanter@gmail.com. And you can also reach us on social media on Facebook and Instagram. But if you're listening if you're in state, reach out to us. And if you're out of state, reach out to us. But let us know what beers you like in your state. What local breweries, what local beers do you like? And we can see if we can get them here. I mean, if you want to ship them to us, that would be even better. But if we can get them from a distributor and, you know, kind of review them and have a discussion with them.
That'd be great ideas. I think we could probably pull that together.
How cool would that be?
That would be pretty wild. We'd have a lot of big action.
We could do an episode from every state.
And a lot of our beverages out here in Long Island, like our beer distributors, whatever you guys want to call them. We call them beer distributors, but we have wide selections of different beers from all over. It's aisles upon aisles.
Kansas City, Missouri right now.
You know, Kansas City, this one's delicious.
I don't know if we got Missouri listening, but
no,
maybe now they should.
Missouri picks it up. You know, we're going to tag you, Boulevard. I'll say that. Podcast, so, you know, hit us up a little bit, but we'd definitely love to try a little more of your beer, you know. This is one for us that we definitely loved enjoying, and listen, we'll do another review on whatever you got. We'll buy some more. We'll go from there, but I think this is going to be a fun one, you know. Going to be, I don't know what we want to try next. This one's going quick.
Well, we can just keep on the same thing.
No, nah, I think we keep on the same thing.
Now the rest of the podcast is just us bullshitting about what's going on.
Bullshit? All right,
yeah, why not?
What's the plan? What are we doing? What do you got planned for this week?
Well, you know what we're doing tomorrow, right?
Oh, well, tomorrow, that's a big festivity in our local town that we're doing. It's a rough casino night. Definitely see the town. I don't know if I want it, but.
No, well, it's good and bad. So it's a fundraiser that we're going to.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a good time. We're going with a lot of people. We know a lot of friends. And then the next day, I have to wake up super early. So I'm not sure how that's going to go for my son's wrestling tournament.
Yeah.
So
I got the same thing. We're doing the fundraiser this weekend for our local school. And then just being a Crane Marshall Committee guy for our parade that we have upcoming in our town. That's going to be my Saturday.
Now, question. We didn't get to go last year. What is the dress? What is most people dress up as? Because I was going to wear out. I got that. I showed you that vest I had.
Yeah.
I have a full suit, which for work, I have to wear a suit all day tomorrow. So then at night, I'm going to wear a suit all night. But is it a full, like people wearing full on suit, jacket, tie?
Full on suits. I don't wear it. I just wear a suit, no tie, not buttoned. Okay. Some people go in with sport coats. And you don't want to just roll in a pair of jogging pants, Chris. It's not going to.
No, well, I was going to rock a vest. I had that cool.
The blinders. All right. The Peaky Blinders.
Vest. I had the tie. She said it was a little much. So.
Yeah. See our point.
Nah, it is actually cool. I like that. But that's how we're going to go. We're going to. It's a classy place. It's actually a fancy catering hall on the North Shore of Long Island. So it's. You go there and it's just a whole big fun thing. Everybody's going to be dressed up. Feel like you're in a real casino. Winning tons of chips. Win a small package.
So now what do you do? So are the chips you win what you use for the auctions?
What you win is they base it on, like, if you have 5,000 chips, let's say, for instance, at the end of the night of gambling, they give you, like, an hour beforehand so you can start cashing. So if you have 5,000 chips, you may get eligible for 25 tickets for some really, really, really nice prizes people put out there. And I think it goes up to like 15,000 chips. So if you have 15,000 chips, it's like 45 tickets or 50 tickets.
Well, the way I gamble and use my poker chip, I'm going to have zero. So I'm going to have zero raffle.
It works out well. You'd bet high and pray for everything.
Is it like Vegas Vacation where you're doing like rock, paper, scissors? Oh. You're playing with it?
No. You're actually doing like, because I remember last year, it's
guess a number. Pick a number between 1 and 21.
Everybody was betting like $200 or whatever at blackjack, and I came in and I put $1,000 down. And then, since it's all just for fun and this and that, I told them the deal. I said, I'm gonna bet $1,000. You're gonna find your first 10 and give that to me, and then you're gonna find your first ace and you're gonna give me that, and then you're gonna pay me $10,000 in chips. And he says, that's a fair deal. So he gave me an instant blackjack at $10,000 in chips right off the bat.
Then I think you really did that, or you just court style one?
No, I think you and then I walked up to the rest of our reds with a shirt filled with poker chips like I was holding sand in it.
And did you use those the rest of the night, or you just hold on to them?
I used them all night, and I tried that at different tables, and it actually worked very well. And I think the total at the end of the night I had was close to almost 80,000 chips.
You bet it wasn't real, but
I was betting sometimes $25,000 and hit the craps as people were only betting 50.
Yeah.
So,
and if it was real money,
if it was real money, I'd be in jail right now, not doing this podcast. But, everybody's cool. Everybody basically, all the money goes to a good event and all the charities. Basically, everybody comes out with 45 tickets at the end. So everybody's a winner at the end. So they're not really giving people, you know, 10 tickets after you spent all this money. So everybody gets the equal amount of tickets at the end, and it all goes to, it's a good time. This is how fun you want to be with your tickets.
Yeah.
So
that's cool.
Yeah. So that's going to be a really good time. Looking forward to that one.
Yeah, like I said, the next couple of weekends are going to be so busy. We have this. Then we have St. Patrick's Day Parade.
It's going to be a big one.
Daylight savings also. So that's, yeah. You're going to be exhausted from losing that hour.
Yep. And then I can't even party hard the next day. Or hate all the day. Oh, actually, our parade is, our local town is on the 10th.
Is that a Saturday?
That's a Sunday. But the following Sunday is St. Patty's Day. That's a whole nother week.
That's what I'm saying. It's going to be a busy
3 weeks.
And then is it the following weekend? Is that Easter? When do we have like the weird couple of days off? Yeah. So, yeah, I got to look at the school calendar because it's, I think, a weird 4-day weekend. And I think it's because that's Easter.
So
I think it's like the Friday, Monday.
They'll have another week off for the kids.
It's not a week. It's like Friday, Monday off.
Oh, so that's.
But like March is going to fly by.
Yeah, you got me nervous. And then we're going to be in summer.
Hopefully.
Summertime is going to be here.
I can't wait. Because then this podcast is going to explode because that's when we're doing stuff at the beach.
And then,
Bonfire. We're going to be doing cocktails. Like, I want to do cocktails. Whenever we do a podcast, we're going to do a new cocktail with the spirit.
The bar in the backyard will be hanging there while kids are screaming in the background. We'll edit them out.
I got to see. So on Instagram, I've been making a collection of different cocktails of other people I follow. And I would like to try and replicate those and make those. Do you think I could share that out? Like, if I, like, people follow our Instagram, can they see my, like, pinned things?
I don't know. Yeah, guys have to give us a little feedback on that. I'm not really sure. They're new to this whole thing.
Yeah, I'll take another one.
You want another one, Nick?
Yep.
As I step outside in the 25-degree weather right now.
I got to keep those beers chilled.
Beers chilled. It's pretty cold. Go back out for the last two of the bourbon barrel quad.
Yeah.
The Frostbite. You made it. But yeah, no, I'd like to find out some information. How's this working?
A lot of things with this Instagram. We're kind of new to it.
I mean, did you notice? So when we're tracking what states people are listening to, you can also scroll down and see what episodes people are listening to.
I noticed that. So, like,
and it's actually, I mean, we don't need to say numbers, but we can just say that as people are listening to the first one, the numbers of the second one are also going.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's bouncing around. Like we said before, I'm looking right now. We're New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, California, Florida, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Carolina, New Hampshire, Ohio, and Texas. And then on top of the UK and New Zealand. So after two episodes, I think we're moving along.
Of us rambling. I was watching this thing and somebody, like, I'm going to steal this quote and use it over and over again with podcasts. You're a disaster till you master. Like right now, we have no idea what we're doing.
Yeah, all right.
We have no idea what we're talking about.
Yes.
We just kind of want to be hanging out.
And just BSing.
Sharing some drinks. Right. Eventually expand once the people that we invite over allow us to record.
Yeah. My wife signed me up for a podcast class, How to Do It. And actually, I think I was too ADD to listen to it because it was ran by something that just was weird. The girl had a great podcast, so maybe I shouldn't really watch it. So,
what was her podcast? Maybe we could tag her in this. You said that that actual thing was actually very informative.
No, actually, she was really good, actually. My wife signed me up for it. It was from a local thing. I got to find it. If you give me a minute, I got to go back. Photos, because she was actually so good. I screenshot everything she talked about. So no,
and what was her story?
Hold on, Nick. Well, let me get to it.
Nobody wants to listen to dead air.
Yeah, but nobody wants to listen to dead air, but I have to.
Is there a way I can make it sound like we're fast forward and we have like the Mickey Mouse losers?
No, maybe. Or no, that would be. So she's a, wow, she has 100,000 plus podcast downloads. She's produced over 130 plus episodes. She's in the top three of the shows globally. She's actually corporate quitter. So
is that her tag or is that just what she did?
She calls herself the corporate quitter. She's actually a local resident of our community and she's actually really cool. I'm trying to actually find her name. That's crazy that I can't.
Let's find the name of her podcast and then we'll look.
Look for corporate quitter, all right, and see if you could find her because she was actually really good. And actually, she did a lot of stuff and she told me like publishing schedules and how you should do it and what podcast host platforms you should go. And actually, that's what we did. And your podcast equipment, and you could do it Zoom, or you could do work off Riverside FM, and how to edit your episode. And she was saying that she actually uses Audacity and the Script AI, you know, and those are some really ones. But
well, Audacity is one of the things I'm
doing. Yeah, that's what one of them we do. And then you just use Copy AI and the Script AI, and you put a cover art up in Canva. And
But she was a local girl that went to our school district that was phenomenal. And I give her a lot of props for getting us to where we are.
How about this? I'll look up the
take
library.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I think it was called Corporate Quitter. All right, just hit Corporate Quitter.
I did, and nothing popped up.
Huh. So I don't know, guys. If you have any insights on how we could boost our post, boost our numbers, share us. You know, let us know. Like we said, we're willing to try different things. You know, I want to learn, and we just want to get everything done and figure out how we want to do this. So we could reach some good countries and people and review different beers and different spirits.
And nothing to pop up.
Oh, and nothing's popping up.
Oh man. Programs and events is probably on there, right?
Yeah, but it's past. It would have to be like past programs. Maybe I go to the wife's text message because she sent me the link, the Zoom link.
Oh, she did send it in the group chat, kind of making fun of you that she signed you up for it.
See, we always get blamed for something.
Yeah, this is already all March stuff, so they don't have all the new stuff. I can't go back in time.
But what else we got? Like, what else? I'm going to try to find her because she was definitely good. I want to give this girl a lot of credit.
Well, we did.
CorporateQuitter.com.
Corporate Quitter. That's her.
Well, let's see. Let me get
help some information. Help you give your corporate activity. See, she's got some
street cred. New York Times, Inside Edition, Good Morning America. Is this actually her?
That's her right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So her website is CorporateQuitter.com. No, we can't talk at the same time.
It sounds weird.
All right. So it's CorporateQuitter.com. I mean, unless you want to say it.
I don't know.
She's on Apple. She's on Spotify. Does she have any information? I'm gonna go on to Apple and see. Her name is
Gabby Iannello. That's it. She was awesome. She did a great learning experience. And there was probably maybe, I would say like 30 to 40 people that were listening to her throughout the country on this one little
I'm going to follow her listen to her on the way to work tomorrow. So she has 143 episodes for this.
Yeah.
So Corporate Quitter, Gabby Iannello on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And it says her podcast, Corporate Quitter, is a podcast that'll help you quit your 9-to-5 job. The host, Gabby Iannello, interviews a variety of people, including entrepreneurs and side hustlers, who share their stories about leaving the corporate and provide listeners with actionable steps to help make them work towards and achieve their own goals. You can find her at Instagram at corporate.quitter, TikTok at corporatequitter, or LinkedIn, Gabby Iannello. All right, so I know what I'm listening to today.
Yeah, check her out. Like, she was a big help, you know, putting this thing, just from what I looked at on her videos, and I thought it was really good, and it was cool that she did. And I think we'll take her, and if we take her, and she responds, and we say that we listen, and we say we're in the same school district that showed up.
Right. Hey, one of your guests just started a podcast.
Yeah.
Help us.
Well, Gabby, I know. Cheers to you, man. You're actually killing it out there.
All right.
Doing really well. So we're going to give you a nice shout out.
All right. So I think with that, you want to call it quits?
I think it was all quits for an episode. I think episode 3 worked out. I funneled it. And we'll see what episode 4 brings. We got a little bit of a busy weekend. Maybe if we can, maybe we'll stretch something in. We'll see.
That's it. Another excuse to get together.
That works.
Get some more people in.
More people.
All right. So guys, thanks again for tuning in. Again, please like, share, and follow us. You can find us on, again, all your streaming devices for podcasts, as well as like us on Instagram and Facebook.
Absolutely. Guys, thank you again for sharing, and we'll see you soon.
All right. See you at the next table.
Bye-bye.